How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Hey, very, very good morning, Tanya Currie. How are you?
Very good morning to the Morning Mayhem team on your finale.
Yes.
Finale this year.
Well, for 2019, obviously, I'll be back in 2020, but, yep, it is, my last
you
show.
You are Zanati. Are you both out of there?
No, so Zanati's actually not here this week. Yeah. Lindy's here. Zanati will be back next week, and Lindy, you'll be here as well.
I'm here. I'm just not here the week of the 16th.
Yeah, so I think it becomes silly season now with everybody in and out.
What do you mean becomes?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, South Africa, we've been doing that.
We've been in silly season for about 42 years.
Exactly. And South Africans, of course, totally obsessed with December, that we stop working in October just in case just in case we've got to work.
So true, guy.
Yeah, we're mad. We're completely
neurotic.
Even me,
I'll be so happy to welcome the Vali. Down here in Sedona.
Yeah, well, I actually do know some that that are coming diving, actually. And
Really? You're going to have to give me that offside so I can make sure you have the best time ever.
Exactly. So that is awesome. All right, what were the big stories that we were talking about this week?
Sure. I've got a very busy deck here, but let's start with the good. Our beloved Arch Desmond Tutu was in hospital this week,
but he's
on the road to recovery. And the nation always holds its breath when the Arch is not well. And the outpouring of love and well wishes certainly deserves a good pile. We love our Arch, don't we?
So, the good news is that, he hasn't been well for a very long time. But so I think that's what the nervousness is around him going into hospital. But he seems to be okay.
He's rallied. Yeah, he's rallied. The good old Arch is rallied and smiling and full of joy. So that's good news.
Great.
And then Marebe and Jiba have the National Assembly said that they should be fired. So that's good news, isn't it? Not a bit late.
Yeah. Well, I think we do that. I think we leave everything just a little bit too late. Hashtag SAA.
Exactly. But it's still good news, I suppose. And then the mayor debacle. Look, I'm not sure if it's in the good news pile or not, but I'm putting in the good news because we got one.
All right. I accept that.
So Jeff Mkhubo is our new Joburg mayor. Some are not happy, but at least there is a mayor. At one stage it looked like we were looking at an election, and now do we move across to Tshwane now?
Well, it seems so. No, Tshwane's already been done, and it looks like the DA has lost the mayor there. So the DA
is it the ANC?
So it looks like the DA has lost both of those positions. What was interesting to me, Tanya, is on social media where the blame was, people were angry about the new Johannesburg man, angry because, he's not a man without blemish. There's a 30 million rand, what do we call it, Lindy? What's the nice word that we say?
Irregular spending.
Yeah. And nobody can seem to figure out where that money's gone. Why the ANC would have chosen this type of mayor, I'm not sure. But what was interesting to me is that people were obviously very angry with the ANC, what I saw. People were angry with the EFF for siding with the ANC. And then, of course, angry with the DA as Helen Zille.
As well. They abstained from the Stevens Mokgalapa proceedings.
Yeah, exactly. And then you found that, that people were saying, well, Helen Zille, you started this. That's what happens here. So, there was just anger in general.
There is anger. I think it's a complete holy mess, if you ask me. Look, we have a mayor. I wasn't aware that the Tshwane mayor had been
selected.
I read is Stevens had left the building with an axe of no confidence. The DA and this no confidence thing, they've been trying for years to get Zuma removed via it. And this time they didn't even join the proceedings. So I feel like I'm back in that game in Zanzi Nobili, but anyway, we'll move on from that quite quickly. But slaying the good pal, Howard. Say Capture Inquiry hotted up this week. Oh my God, Oliphant, the most cringeworthy testimony I've ever seen. But apart from that, they've given cross-examination permission. So Gwede Mantashe is going to cross-examine Agrizi. I'm selling tickets.
Wow. Oh, we've got to. Yeah, that is worth watching. When's that going to be happening?
Very, very soon. And on top of that, Rudi Tlaibi may be able to cross-examine Zuma by Monday.
Sure. No, but I love this because what is going on with Zuma and Rudi Tlaibi? Because these allegations.
It's personal.
It's very, very personal. That he says that she liked him and he rebuffed her.
Listen,
excuse
it's very
me?
Personal.
You know, like, and that is what has incensed me this morning, is that we're in 16 days of activism.
Yeah.
Rudi Tlaibi writes a book about Crazy, the woman he raped.
Yeah.
And then she's now told by the ex-president of our country during 16 days of activism that she is doing this because he doesn't fancy her.
Mm, mm.
I mean, yeah. What are we meant to take from that, dude?
It is the most terrible thing, because whether you agree with Rudi Tlaibi on some of the stuff, all of the stuff, none of the stuff, you talk about those issues. You don't attack. You don't disqualify what she's saying.
You didn't fancy me.
Because
I mean, how patriarchal can you get?
Absolutely, because of rebuffed attentions or something. Wow.
Exactly. That is appalling. Exactly. Look, Rudi Tlaibi, you go get him, girl.
Absolutely.
And you go get him for all the women in South Africa. It's time something
was done. But it's never going to happen. You do know that. There's no chance that Zuma is going to appear. He's going to be ill, unfortunately. There's no chance that Rudi Tlaibi. It'll not happen. I will put money on that, that it won't happen.
Well, Judge Zonda seemed quite convinced, but let's see. We'll see next week. Monday is D-Day, so we'll see there.
Can I say, I'm happy to lose money on it.
Me too. And I'm happy to pay money to watch it.
For sure.
Just saying, DSTV bouquet. Anyway, Stevens Mokgalapa had left the building. It's 20 May. This is now the bad pile. And then, of course, precious Ramabulana. Guys, we learned that her killer had a pending rape case. Now, come on.
Yeah.
And then, within the same breath, we learn about Khumalemo Lekhai. 18 years old, raped, stabbed, and burnt alive. Mm. Like, wake up, South Africa.
We're not getting
this. Then in the same articles, Howard, sorry to interrupt, I read about a man in court who has 19 counts of rape, 10 counts of kidnapping, one murder, 9 housebreaking. His youngest victim is 12 years old. Now, that's not something that happens in one day. Do we agree? And this guy is now only in court now. Why was he ever allowed to be on the streets in the first time? Why does he have to now appear in court? And then on top of it, your friend, Auntie Pat, turned around and said, don't worry, woman. Call the toll-free number.
Oh, that's a relief.
I
want to
see it, sir.
That's a relief. Yeah, yeah. So, wow, that must have reassured women all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like this scourge, I think
we have to make an omission next year to try and have the conversations and try and understand what can be done in this, because we aren't winning it. We actually very simply aren't winning. And something, and you know what, I guess it does change. It does start with our ex-president who discredits a woman because she's a woman and uses, as you say, patriarchal stereotypes to discredit her view. Which totally reduces her to really what? Just a bag of womanhood.
Exactly. Another womanhood.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very dangerous
South Africa
thing.
Don't care about. The message was loud and clear. You're just a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I had a very big rant this morning on my my summary, so you guys will be reading quite an angry Tanya across my timeline. And then what on earth is going on at Cricket South Africa?
Oh, there's
forensic
another.
Forensic orders.
Yes, holy
parties
mess.
Parties are exiting on steroids. There's a massive spotlight. I don't know, but something wicked this way comes. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. In fact, Louis Karpus this morning said one of the, I think it was Ali Bacher, somebody compared it to Chernobyl. They said it is so bad.
Yeah,
so.
Good heavens. So, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, whoa, hang on a second.
Yeah, just a lot going on there. Time is 8:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Austin Gibbs says, Howard, have an amazing break. Hanukkah Sameach to you and your family. You deserve it. And you certainly will be missed in the morning. Shabbat Shalom. That is from Austin Gibbs. Thank you. And Melinda says, we have a whole year of 20. Please, people, start practicing your T's over the holidays. 8:24, Tanya Curry, you're back with us. All right, we've got, so we've done the good. Are we finished with the bad?
We've done the bad. We're on the brand now, which is always an easier one for us to stomach. Absolutely. I don't know if you've been watching this My Only Story released by Dion Wiggett.
Oh, my word. Absolutely.
A podcast series.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, the other morning, sorry, Tanya, I was finished preparing for the show a little bit early, and it was about 4:30, and I decided to listen to one of the podcasts, and it was mind-blowing.
It's mind-blowing and very, very clever. Hats off to Dion Wiggett for releasing what is a podcast book in a series that helped identify, find, locate, and put under investigation a man who is accused of severe pedophilia, called Willem Breitenbach, nicknamed the Frog. He's now being caught by the police and he's under investigation. So that's one way to do it. We might have to look at inventive ways like that to help our women.
Absolutely.
Then, Black Friday.
Yes.
You're not going to believe the number.
Tell me.
$6 billion we spent.
South Africa spent $6 billion on Black Friday.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's double what they built, that they spent last year. Over double.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Which just shows you.
Hey, we're getting the Miley guys.
Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing, because we always think that, the South African economy is, you know, no one's got any money. Well, somebody had 6 billion rand.
6 billion is a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, good news for us, bad news for brands like Vodacom and MTN is this Datamus 4 story has finally come to a head. And this makes me very, very happy. The Competition Commission saying, we are not taking this anymore and you need to sort it out. The UN declared internet a human right many years ago, and our country is not being subject to their own human rights. So Datamus 4 certainly coming to the fore, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, the one thing I didn't like about that is that it was politicized, and it was, you know, when we talk about price of data being anti-poor. No, it's not anti-poor. It's anti-South African. It's got absolutely nothing to do with anything else. If the prices are wrong, they are wrong. And if they are too high, they are too high. It's not a matter of politicizing it and making about it.
And making it about race, gender, or income group. It's got nothing to do with that at all.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
And then my brand fail is Ford. And there's a stat out there on my timeline that you can have a look at. Ford offered a 50 grand settlement for the burning cars to the people who had burning cars. And then they paid a 35 million rand fine. Okay. So like from the day the story broke, they did it wrong, in my opinion. If you'd have given each client a new car, it would have cost you less than 35 million. I think there were about 100 cars. Okay. It would have cost you less than 35 million, but more importantly, the reputational damage that Ford Kuga has experienced, it sits at -75% as a brand.
That is unbelievable. But you know, the one thing that we so often speak about is the fact that that so many companies are not yet understanding how to deal with with social media, with marketing, with brands.
Social media, yes,
yeah, everything has changed. And unless they wake up, they are just going to lose this battle.
Well, I mean, they really did lose the battle. Mm. Not only did they fork out a load of cash, but they damaged their reputation for good, you know, and that's PR 101 is
absolutely.
Always come out and say, let me help you, you know.
Absolutely.
Anyway, -75% is a lot of hard work for a PR company, so I'm sorry for that, guys. The highball, your SAA goes into business rescue. That should be probably a good news story, but when I read that the culprit, Dudu Mayeni, is suing Alta.
Yes, for reputational damage.
For reputational damage.
That's an interesting one. I mean, obviously doesn't.
After Alta.
Yeah.
ARTA has ensured that she is labeled as a delinquent director and may not trade in South Africa again. I think first she started about being a woman. Now she's saying that ARTA's defaming her. I mean, highball, really,
for goodness sake.
Can you take some accountability?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or take your Louis Vuitton bag and do with it, you know what. Time is 8:29. This is where we love and leave you, Tanya Currie. I'll speak to you in January again, but Tanya will be back with Benji next week as well as the rest of the team. You have a fantastic one, Tanya.
Have a lovely break, Howard.
Thank
you deserve
you.
It.
Thanks so much, and we'll speak.